Right, well now I'm delighted to welcome Mark Dale and Wayne Banks from the Basildon and South Essex Disability Equality Forum. They've popped in to tell us all about the Time to Talk Day, which is happening this Thursday. That's the day after tomorrow, but before you tell us what that's all about, perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about your organisation. Who's going first?
Oh, we'll let Mark go.
Oh, all right, come on, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne.
That's okay. Dropped you in it.
Basildon and South Essex Disability Equality Forum is a generic disability forum, but we've also got a work stream of 4 years which covers mental health and mental illness. And we're also working with Essex Mental Health Community, right, which Wayne's here to represent, and also Time to Change. And we're organising the talkathon, so that's why our forum is getting into this sort of field of mental health.
Right. Now, the Time to Talk Day, exactly what is this and what is the problem that you're attempting to tackle here?
It's a problem of stigma and discrimination. Mental health in society covers a range of different conditions, but all of them will generally have a stigma attached to them. People maybe aren't aware of that, the stigma that they're attaching, but it's something that we need to address. So
right,
the Time to Change campaign has been running for about 7 years now, and on Thursday they're doing the first national Time to Talk Day, which gets people starting conversations about mental health, so that isn't an issue, that isn't something people are frightened to speak about.
And also the figures are staggering, because it's one in four people will have some kind of mental, not so much crisis, but they will have a mental health issue. And if you look at, that's a quarter of the population, 9 in 10 people have some kind of stigmatised issue if they have a mental health issue. So the stats sort of speak for themselves. So that's why, you know, it's great for our organisations coming together, and also with the help of Phoenix, to get there up there and tell people about it and be part of it.
Now, you've sort of touched on something there, because I'm not sure that I know anybody that suffers from a mental health problem.
You do.
But from...
they just don't tell you, that's all.
Really?
There's a stigma attached to it. People won't talk about it, and that's what Time to Talk Day is about.
But would I know?
You will.
Would I know that they had a problem?
Oh, no, you haven't recognised it in someone.
Yeah, I mean, it's a point of that people are very... I have a mental health issue.
Me too.
And, I mean, I don't know about you, Wayne, but you become probably an Oscar-winning actor.
Yes.
Because
really,
you have to try and take it away from... I suppose, really, it's not so much selfish, but you don't want loved ones or family or friends, and, of course, like work sort of situations... Mm. If you're in work and, you know, they sniff of, you know, you're not well, let's say, or that you've got some kind of problem, of course, they're thinking about getting their product out or their work. So you keep quiet. You don't say anything. You keep it in to you.
But you could almost get to the point that is anybody actually normal, if you like, in inverted commas, because we may all have...
Well, we all have a mental health.
Yes.
But it's difference between mental health and then mental illness.
Right.
And that's where people get it wrong, because when you say about mental health, we all have emotions. We're sad, we're happy, we enjoy, you know, if we have something nice to eat, our emotions is, oh, that's really enjoyable. If we have a death in the family, or if we lose our job, or we may lose our home, or even if we've been given a physical health diagnosis, like, you know, it could be, you know, you're suffering with cancer, your mental health is going to suffer as well. You know, you're not going to go, oh, I've got cancer, great. You're going to go, oh.
Well, you're not likely to say great.
No, exactly. So this is where it's the physical one versus the mental, and it's joined. It's joined up.
Now, okay. Now, I might well be very sympathetic, but how could I get involved on this day of action?
I'll give it over to Wayne now.
Start a conversation about mental health. If you don't know someone, you've said you don't really think there is anyone in your life that has mental health problems, you can still speak to someone about mental health. Talking about issues that you might discuss today with us.
Yes.
Can be brought up with a family member, with a friend, with someone over a coffee, and you'll find out, oh, actually, they'll tell you about their mental health problems that you didn't know about. I was just had a conversation with a young lady who will remain nameless about 5 or 10 minutes ago, and she was telling me about her mental health problems. She didn't realise there were mental health problems, or she didn't consider herself to have a mental health problem. So although her diagnosis would be a mental health problem, she didn't recognise it that way. Mine is particularly I have bipolar disorder, so I've got a recognised diagnosis, and it's a long-term condition. You won't notice it on me most of the time. Sometimes you will, but I had, like Mark said, the mask. There are other mental health problems such as Tourette's.
Yes.
I know you had the Tourette's team from Essex in
yes,
on
we
Saturday.
Did. That's right.
It's more visual, or you can see that condition sometimes, although they do try to suppress it. That one's more, it's easier to spot sometimes.
Yes. I'm sorry, I don't know what bipolar...
Bipolar is also known as manic depression. So,
oh, right.
It's
right.
The old term for it. So it means that I get... I think Mark has that as well.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yep.
So we get mood swings. So
we have highs and lows.
And extremes of highs and lows. So
we have manias and severe depressions.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
really?
And
it affects everyone in a different way.
How do you cope with that?
So you don't always.
Yeah. I mean, my sort of... point was that it was very late in you know, sort of I sort of got it later on in the point of I didn't know what was going on in my life. Other people were seeing things, other things were happening, but then all of a sudden I sort of had what's known as the old nervous breakdown, as they say.
Yes.
And then through therapies and also medication, I was then sort of told that this is a diagnosis. Sometimes I don't know whether it's good to have a diagnosis, because that also puts you in a box, but it was, at least I was clear on that I wasn't going crazy or mad. And I use those words very loosely because, they're not very nice words. But, it was the point of I didn't know what was going on in my life. And I finally had someone to say to me, no, you're okay, but this is what you got. And it's very strange.
Getting help and treatment is very important.
Yeah.
Don't avoid the situation. Speak to your doctors. They're there to help you mentally and physically. So it's important to get as help as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Don't be frightened to do that.
Now, from what you said, it's clearly, it's not just about the day itself. It's about a challenging and changing attitudes to people with mental health problems long term.
Yeah.
How do you hope that Time to Talk Day is going to actually achieve that aim?
Well, the Time to Talk campaign has been running for about 7 years now. And unlike some of the other campaigns for health, such as Stand Up for Cancer, they attracted, I think it was 24,000 people in one day.
Yes.
Time to Change has been going for 7 years, and I think they're only at 47,000 people supporting them. So people aren't interested at the moment. So we need to get the conversations going, not just on Thursday, but continuing.
Thursday's going to be some kind of benchmark, because they're looking at a million conversations.
Right.
I know that you're going to be helping Essex Mental Health Community, and within Basildon with the Talkathon, we're looking at 12 hours of talk, trying to get... We're being very cautious here. We want to try and get 100 conversations, which is a drop in the ocean to the million. But we still feel that even if we got one conversation going, that's still going to help the cause. And... hopefully people will actually think about that day, the 6th of February, and then go forward, because we want it to be, this sort of, whispered program where that we can go about to other people and say, oh, I went and spoke to someone and they told me about, their condition, or they told me about what happened to them. And as long as people then pass it on, it's doing its job. People are actually going to get out there and start to talk about mental health and mental illness.
How are you going to measure the success, or otherwise, of the day?
For us, I mean, that everyone who has a conversation with one of the lived experience books, because we're using kind of a human library scheme where people can loan out someone for 20 minutes, half an hour, have a tea, have a cuppa and a biscuit and talk. Right. Everyone who has that will receive a badge, and it's called, and on there, thanks to Time to Change as well, I've had my conversation badge. And of course, people will be asked, not their full details, but if people do want to leave details, but we really want their comments, and hopefully they will pledge as well. And we're going to have a pledge board, so we want to get our 100 pledges.
Right.
So that's that we've had 100 conversations, and we go forward from there.
And people can pledge on the website as well, so timetochange.org.uk.
Right.
So you go on the board, onto the wall, you write a comment to say that you will talk about mental health openly, yep, or you'll stop using terms that maybe offend some people. So,
and also, it's not only about talking, text. If you've not heard from someone, because that's another thing, it's the point of let's talk about things to people. Let's text someone, let's chat with someone, let's just have a cuppa, you know,
yes,
because sometimes that 5 minutes, I mean, I know for a fact, I mean, recently Rethink has had the Find Mike campaign,
right,
where they've been trying to get someone who helped a person who had a very difficult time stop suicide attempt. It was a stopped suicide attempt. And they found Mike, his name's Neil, actually. But, you know, that person just gave 5 minutes out of his life to just talk to this person. And then he went into obscurity, went into the millions of people in the world. But then that bloke has actually been found again.
Mm.
But the person who wanted to find him just said, I just want to say thank you for that 5 minutes. And this is what we're trying to do. Give someone 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. We don't want pledges and money. We just want someone to chat to people.
Well, as you know, you mentioned yourself, we here at Phoenix are keen to support the idea, and on Thursday we're going to be handing over the airwaves to representatives from local community groups, service users and therapists throughout the day to give them time to talk. And we're supporting the day, which aims to inspire, I believe you said, 1 million conversations to show that mental health problems are common and having those conversations needn't be as hard as people sometimes fear. But whilst this big day is Thursday, clearly now it's the end of things, it's I guess it's more the beginning, but what happens after that? What are your long-term objectives and how do you intend to achieve these?
Yeah, well, we just had a conversation with Brentwood Leisure Trust next door to you, and we're setting up a pilot sports program for people with mental disabilities.
Oh, right.
For young people, for 18 to 24. We want people with mental health problems to get involved. They can email essexmentalhealth@gmail.com.
Right.
And if they want to get in, volunteer as mentors or just come along to join us, mm-hmm, then we'll be working with Roger and Nikki in the future. And we've got little projects like that starting all over the county, so.
And from Basildon's point of view, we're going to be continuing our work streams. Hopefully this year we're going to be getting into schools and colleges, because we feel that it's the young people that need to get out there, because the young, of course, change everything. Unfortunately,
yes,
I'm getting a little bit too old now. So,
tell me about it. You didn't worry.
but it's the point of getting in schools.
Yes.
And if people go and Google, we've got a website, Basildon and South Essex Disability Equality Forum. And can I just say, I'd really like to thank yourself and Phoenix 98 FM for letting me have the opportunity to come and tell you about the talk day. It's been fantastic.
Believe me, it's our pleasure. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for coming in. And as I say, we all look forward to seeing what happens on Thursday.
It's going to be a good one.